folks today. We must have some good news to be celebrating.
Oh, we've got a lot of great stuff going on this week in Bartlesville. Hello, everybody. Start that off. What a beautiful day it is in December in Oklahoma. And great day at Dungis. We were really busy on the service lanes this morning, but it's kind of settled in, and they're making a lot of progress through that group. And if you're looking for an oil change, hit our Net Check-In app, and they can tell you right away what the weight is in each store.
Love that app.
Yeah, it really is a great tool, and as more and more people are using it, we're able to really take care of them quicker and really – you know, get that done, you know, your service done and as fast as possible on your time too, because you kind of get the benefit of both, you know, of the flexibility of not having to be there exactly at the same time, you know, that you set months before or something like a dentist appointment, but also, you know, I got a little time right now. Can I get in? Mm-hmm. You can do that. So it kind of works best, I think, for on both sides of that. Got a lot of great deals going on too. It's the year-end clearance time, both with Ford and Toyota. Toyota-thon is well off and running, and into the year-end clearance for Ford also, which we've got a lot of great deals on all our new and used vehicles. And then tomorrow we've got our annual Youth of the Year announcement at the Boys and Girls Club, and we're really proud to be sponsors of that again. The Great Futures Luncheon has been one of my favorite events in Bartlesville for several years, and you know, it's great to honor this great program at the Boys and Girls Club. And I do have some guests here today. We've got Beth Beard and Nakia Smith from the Boys and Girls Club. Nakia, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm so glad to have you here. And you know, for those of you who don't know, Nakia is a former winner of the Youth of the Year and the Great Futures Luncheon honoree three times. So congratulations. What are you doing these days?
I actually oversee the STEM program at the Boys and Girls Club.
Awesome. So. That we were talking about that at the dealership, and it was getting together our group that's going to come to the luncheon tomorrow. And I had one of the salesmen said, "Oh, I want to go," because he had been a student and started there and worked there some, and now is working at the dealership. So, and a lot of people do that, work at the club who come up through the program, don't they? So you're working in the STEM program. That's really a neat deal, isn't it?
It really is. I love it. I get the chance to share my love for science and engineering and get kids excited about it. And a lot of times they don't even realize that it's science. Yeah. I mean, just yesterday we made rubber balls, rubber bouncy balls. Absolutely loved it. And most of them were like, didn't even realize that, that something is, yeah, science. I mean, science is all around them. So.
Yeah, it is. And that's neat. Tell us more about what you do typically on a day there. Is there such a thing as a typical day at the Boys and Girls Club?
No, there's no such thing as a typical day at the Boys and Girls Club. On an ideal day. I do anything from, I mean, I actually run programs within the STEM lab. I tried to do like a week theme.
Okay.
So kids get a chance to really get into science and dive into it, whether it be, you know, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. And I really tried to make sure that they get just a small taste of all of it. But I mean, I also help in other program areas.
Right.
I mean, being a club kid, I have a pretty good sense of all of the areas. So
sure.
Nakia can pretty much do just about any area of the club. She was a club kid, so she does know it like the back of her hand, probably better than most. But the great thing is our kids who are younger were, when they were in grade school, they remember Nakia when she was in high school.
Right.
So they've watched Nakia
all
this
time.
And she's been an amazing role model to win Youth of the Year 3 years in a row. And now they have her back, you know, teaching and working in our STEM lab. And what Nakia is not telling you, she has an engineering degree, so she is highly qualified to work in our STEM program.
No, I'm sure they're getting more than it sounds like in this week, where you get the full concept and then you get to experience stuff like making a rubber ball. And then you probably do get them into
what is that? What is going on with the rubber, and the, and why is it bouncing? And you know, the physics of that, and the both the manufacturing of it and everything is probably really interesting.
It is very unique to have someone who has a passion for STEM and a passion for Boys and Girls Club in one, and that's what we have in Nakia. So it's she's invaluable to our program.
And, of course, tomorrow we'll find out who the Youth of the Year is again this year.
We have four candidates this year, and the luncheon is tomorrow at 11:30. And, of course, Brad's going to be there. He always comes and does our announcement of the winner, and it's kind of the culmination of the whole luncheon. So we love having you there to do that. And
well, it's something we really enjoy, and the, those of us who get to come every year, I mean, it's one of those events that I'd always tell people, it's going to make you feel so good, and it's going to, you know, you might almost cry. I mean, it's just such a great.
It's really something you need to come and experience and see the kids and see how hard they've worked, and, you know, the winner will give the speech that they've prepared. So it's really, you kind of see the whole culmination of the whole
program, the whole process.
I mean, our kids that are in our Youth of the Year are kids mostly that have grown up in the club, and they embody everything that we want those kids to represent, and they do.
Well, and that, you said it so well. That's why we sponsored this thing.
Well, it's we love it. Thank you, Brad.
A party or an event where people can go and buy things. This is about really focusing on your program and the excellence it encourages, I guess.
You.
And that's one reason why we continue to support it. And what a great program you got in that the new facility. I mean, it's still new.
I mean, it's a lot of people haven't even seen it yet. So
if you haven't seen it,
just drop by the club. We'd love to give you a tour. Love to show you what we've got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're there. Our offices are open by 8:00 in the morning, so we would love anytime anyone wants to
just drop
by. And
there's always something going on there, too. I mean, and tell them about that. I know some of it, but there's always new stuff and different things going on.
There are, and our sports schedule kind of rotates through. We still are doing basketball fundamentals. That runs quite a bit during the year. We'll run through soccer. We finished up flag football. We do kickball, t-ball in the summertime. So then we've got volleyball. We've got the OWU volleyball coaches came in last year and did some volleyball fundamentals. So it's just kind of a constant evolution of what we're doing next.
The STEM program.
We do the STEM program. We've got a math program, Spanish. We've got homework help when they first get to school, Power Hour. They can do Power Readers, which is kind of a reading program, and they can win club bucks, you know, based on how many books they've read and things like that. So there's something for everyone. We've got a sound studio where the kids can record music. So we really try in our team center. So we've got a little bit of something for everybody. There's a video wall that's super popular with the kids. So they spend some time there too, but we've got all of the art program, everything that they can rotate through. It's very well balanced.
That's wonderful, and it's so inexpensive too. I mean, it's a real value.
It's $40 for the entire year for someone to join the club. So once you join, you have access to all of those programs: flag football, basketball fundamentals. None of those are extra. Mm-hmm. That is the cost to join the club, and they eat dinner every day during school year and lunch.
Mm-hmm.
We have got a great group of people from Eastern Baptist Church.
Yeah, how you get
EBCC,
the food is a whole nother story.
And I think they probably cooked close to 70,000 meals last year.
Isn't that amazing?
So it's unbelievable the amount of meals that they prepare. But they come in every week and prep all the food, and we've got a very organized kitchen staff, and it just kind of is very seamless. We couldn't do it without the church, though. They've been invaluable.
And for a long time they've been doing that.
Yes, they have. They have.
It's a great program. Another great example of how Bartlesville comes together and really supports our youth. And
it's fun to see all the different sections of Bartlesville. Everybody does, you know, takes ownership for a little something different, but it all kind of comes together and to benefit the club.
And a lot of kids, I mean, just it's used as an after-school program.
Yes.
For, you know, so that if the parents are working, I mean, it's an easy way, safe place for kids
it's
to go.
It's very safe, and that's what we want it to be, a safe place for kids to feel like they can come almost like a second family once they walk through our doors.
Uh-huh.
And we bus from almost all schools, we'll bus to the club after school so they can just ride the bus there. And then we're open till 7. And so it is a great way. It's a great place for your kids to be if you're working and you're not home, because
it's there's homework help and there's just so there's physical
structure
activity
and safe stuff
and all
and keeps
that.
Them busy.
Yes.
Excellent. So anything else new going on or stuff that we need to know about that'll you know?
Well, our luncheon.
Yeah, the luncheon.
Tomorrow,
are there still seats available?
We're going to actually close our ticket sales at noon today.
Okay,
so if you don't have your ticket.
You just have another hour, little couple
yes,
hours.
Yes, you can call the club, 336-3636, or you can get on our website, bgcbeville.org. And buy your tickets online, but that will close at noon today.
And it starts at 11:30.
11:30
at the club, so you'll get a great view of the club and get to meet a lot of the kids are around, and of course get to
yeah,
be
we'll have a dance group that will dance, and then we've got a couple of our teens are going to sing. So we'll have kids that you'll be able to see, and then all of our Youth of the Year nominees will be there. And it's just always a great, like you said, you may have a little tear roll down your cheek. So it's
good stuff. It's excellent. So congratulations on that. And we'll be proud to be out there helping you tomorrow with that and look forward to seeing all our friends out there. And that's another thing about the event is we see so many of our friends out there and good customers and
yes.
a lot of great crossover there between our great customer base in the Boys and Girls Club. So good stuff. As I mentioned, though, there is a lot of stuff going on in the car business right now. The model year-end clearance event is underway. We've also continued with something we started a few weeks ago where we basically took all our internet prices, which we focused really hard on having a fair, simple price every day online. Now we're and on the cars on the lot. So that's what we're just putting the prices on the online on the lot, on the floor. It's the same price every day. So it's really simple. It's a simple price. It's what I've been
call
it. And we hear that from customers a lot of times that buying a car, it isn't always simple and that the price is confusing. And it can be. There's a lot of factors that come into a car deal with the trade and payments and things like that. Mm-hmm. But it should be, it shouldn't be as complicated as it sometimes is. Mm-hmm. And so we try to simplify that and work constantly on making it quick and simple for you so that you don't waste your time or spend any more money than you need to on a vehicle. And, we do dial in our prices every day. We do market-based pricing search around us to see where like vehicles are priced. And we want ours to be priced right there at the best, number one in the market every time if we can. Mm-hmm. And, so we don't miss any deals and we do the simple price method. And right now with Toyotathon going on and the great year-end clearance deals from Lincoln and Ford, you've got great incentives from the manufacturer to both low, great interest rate offers, 0% on many models, big rebates on virtually all kinds of vehicles. Part of the Ford program is a 20% off message on most Fords that includes the dealer discount and rebates that are applied. And you can see all that information online at our website and get that at Dungis. We'll get to it from DungisChoice.com is the easiest way there. From there, you can get to the Toyota, Ford, Lincoln showroom. And there you do all the research you need on your vehicle, what you're looking for, both the vehicles we have in inventory and those that are coming to us. We also have vehicles that we can trade for. A lot of times people may not realize that's possible. But in today's world, with so many different options and different packages that are available in vehicles. Of course, I can't stock every single type of vehicle. So we'll go out there and find the vehicle you need if we don't have it.
There you go.
And make sure you get that best price.
You got connections, as they say.
Yeah, well, there's always somebody who owes us a favor, it seems like, after 90 years of doing this. So we like to call those in for our customers.
We know that Brad fellow. He's a good fellow. Let's set him up. So there we go.
Yeah, well, it is good stuff, and we mentioned the simple price and the appointment app or the net check-in app for oil changes. We're working on speeding that up too again, and just fine-tuning that program. Pretty soon, the phone operators will actually be able to help you schedule your appointment. So even if you don't have an app, you can just call them up. Of course, they can see what the wait time is too. And they're just going to schedule you right in and be able to coordinate that. So that should be a real enhancement of of scheduling and timing and confirmation of appointments and just making sure that, again, that everything is on your time. Because that when we talk to our customers now, that's the one thing that when if they do get frustrated with us, it's when things slow down, if it's in the service process mm-hmm. or a car purchase. And so we really focus on being fast and efficient at what we do and really not waste your time.
And it shows.
No, thank you.
It does. I can speak as a customer, so there you go.
Good.
Now, Ford, you made a lot of news last time we were here.
Well, there's a lot of great product going on, and we're getting a lot of questions about the Mustang Mach-E, and which is the all-new Ford all-electric vehicle that's been announced. There's other stuff right on the horizon. We're going to have an all-electric Lincoln here fairly soon. Mm-hmm. We've got a hybrid, gas hybrid combination vehicle that for the Escape, that we have a brand new 2020 Escape that's out. In a few months, we'll mm-hmm. have that. On the Toyota side, we're right around, in just a few weeks, we'll have the 2020 Highlander on the ground, which is a total redesign of that great vehicle. Mm-hmm. That's going to be really exciting. We have a lot of people waiting for that. We've got, a lot of the 2020s are on the ground now. We've got mm-hmm. 2020 F-150s and Super Duty, Explorer, Escape, the all-new, the Nautilus, all kinds of Lincoln, Navigator, mm-hmm. Virtually all the Lincoln lineups into the 2020 model lineup right now. We've got a great selection also of certified cars in Toyota, Ford, Lincoln, and then our own Q-certified vehicles. Those come with the manufacturer programs, usually have 5 to 7 years of additional warranty on the vehicle, mm-hmm. Come with roadside assistance and other benefits like that. Our Q-certified does that for 2 years or up to 100,000 miles from the time that you purchase a used vehicle from Dungis at no additional cost to you. You get that, complimentary from us on new and used, actually. Okay. And that's a powertrain warranty, limited powertrain warranty that covers the most important parts of your vehicle and the things that are most expensive to repair if something does break. Mm-hmm. So that we're really proud to offer that to our customers every day at no additional cost. And that's on almost all our vehicles. There's a few vehicles that have too many miles on them or might just have some kind of history that we wouldn't want to certify. But almost every one of our vehicles comes with that enhanced coverage.
So you got a little bit of something for everybody out there. I like the variety.
No,
so
that's
really something else.
That's another thing, and that, you mentioned variety and our website, Dungis Choice. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of a play on that because you at Dungis, you have a choice of all the brands, Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln. We feel like we have the best brands and that they have a full lineup of product from the great luxury vehicles all the way mm-hmm. to, small cars and trucks and Super Duty trucks, the great Tundra vehicle, all kinds of SUVs and 4x4 vehicles from the Ford lineup. We'll have Bronco out here fairly soon.
Another
thing we're getting a lot of calls about and must tell everybody to be patient.
It'll be worth the wait. It's okay.
Be patient. That's coming. And there's a lot of great stuff coming on all fronts in the next few months from the manufacturers. I think uh-huh. you're just going to see a total kind of shift in the market with mm-hmm. new product coming pretty much nonstop over the next few months.
Wow. Something to look forward to as we turn the page and get into 2020.
So we get into 2020 and get out of that. But before then, we do need to finish off our 2019s.
Yes, we do.
We've got still a great selection of those, and those have the biggest discounts of the year right now and the big incentives from the manufacturers. And like I said, you can check all that out online. Get the Dungis price and see the manufacturer rebates that are there. If you may have received, many people in our market received a letter from Ford or Lincoln that will offer them a special private offer. We've been trying to reach out to our customers that got those. Mm-hmm. These are special incentives on top of all the public stuff. Oh. So that'll be, that's not on the website, but that's mm-hmm. something that may apply to you. Mm-hmm. If you got something like that, perhaps you overlooked it. They're both
they come in three different types. One is a former owner list of Ford and Lincoln owners that they feel like might be in the market for a vehicle. So they sent these offers to them, and then also some competitive owners. So even if you haven't owned a Ford or Lincoln, you may have received one of these messages. And if you do, they're worth from, I think they started $1,000, but go up to $3,000. So there's a lot of money available there that you don't want to miss out on. And so the salesman can help you with that too and check whether you have that coming. We don't necessarily need the letter. We just need to know your name and address, and it's easy to find out if you're if one of those is available for you. We've also got, of course, you know, lots of different incentives that work for, you know, whether you, maybe some people work at places that get plan pricing from Ford. Mm-hmm. We have great pricing for what we call our X-Plan partners. Many of the employers in town are part of that program. ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, ABB, companies like that all have those discounts. So that's another great reason to buy at Dungis.
Indeed. So you've got not only some of the best products, if not the best products, out on the market today, but you've got more incentives than we can count.
More incentives and a simple price.
Yeah, it's easy.
It's easy. That's simple and easy is what we focus on.
Man alive. And, of course, if you want to find the dealership, it's right there on 75 on the west side, the best side.
Right. Just to the south of Quick Trip, if you're a Quick Trip fan. And
yeah.
Ford store is there. And then you'll see our beautiful new Toyota facility and a body shop right behind Toyota. It's a stop on by anytime. You don't have to shop online. You can come out and take a look at all the vehicles. They're out there every day.
You can actually touch them.
Yeah, no, it's kind of neat. And, you know, and we won't harass you when you get there. Our team is very, very congenial, and we focus really on hospitality with our customers and treating you like you're a friend of the family when you come in.
Well, it is kind of like, you know, that, you know, I've had service out there at your Toyota place, and my goodness sakes, it couldn't be any friendlier. I mean, the folks are very nice to work with, very quick, as you say, very easy. And then, of course, a comfortable place to wait if you're going to wait. And then the wait was not that long. In fact, it was pretty quick.
Well, it
so
long.
You want to talk about...
Because I know you use the app, so yeah. I mean, it shouldn't take hardly any time.
No,
it
didn't.
There isn't really any
by
way,
the time I got comfortable, oh, hey, I'm here.
Well, and for those who haven't used the app, that what it does is you can, on your phone, you go to the Apple Play Store or Google Play Store and the Apple, whatever they call it.
Go to the App Store.
The App Store. Search for Dungis Net Check-In. Uh-huh. When you download the app, and this is all the app does. It's not going to collect any information or track your whereabouts or anything. It's all it does is tell you what the wait time is at each store, and then you can check in. If the wait time is, say, 45 minutes, so it'll tell you to be at the store in 45 minutes, and you should be next then in line to pull your oil change, your car in to start the work. Mm-hmm. So it really eliminates that time that from when you drop off the vehicle to where we can start the work, which is kind of hard to know how many cars are ahead of me before I show up.
Sure.
So a lot of people want an appointment. But like I said, sometimes those are hard to schedule or there might not be one available when you want to come in. This just allows you that flexibility, and it's really simple, and it does work.
It is. And I got to tell you, it's just, like I said, just great people. And you do a great job of recruiting and retaining great people.
Well, we focus on it all the time. And as I mentioned, and we had the Boys and Girls Club here on earlier, and you know, our great some of our staff, we'll be out there tomorrow to help honor the new student of the year, and you know, one of them, at least one of them, is a graduate of the program, so that'll be fun. He's really excited to go out there and see it, and you want to introduce Nakia again and have her tell us a little bit more about what's going on at the club as far as your just what you do in the STEM program. I that is so fascinating to me that, you know, and with the new club building, I know they really focused on these programmatic areas and expanding the offering so that there was always something of interest to kids and a way to spark that stuff that led to you becoming an engineer.
I will do a correction. I have a microbiology.
Microbiology.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's equally impressive to me as an English major.
But let's go back to the beginning there. What's made you interested in that kind of in microbiology and stuff like STEM? What got you started?
Honestly, I always had mentors from the ConocoPhillips that would come into the Boys and Girls Club and take the time to actually mentor kids. And so because of the Boys and Girls Club, I was introduced to all these different areas of careers through Career Launch. And I really just got to go out and see what these what these professionals do and what it means to be in this specific business.
You got to see it applied in a career and know the people who were doing it. And then also see the educational aspects of it a little bit.
Exactly. And so going in, I was fairly certain, you know, I knew I wanted to be science. I didn't necessarily know what science I wanted to be. But I actually, because of the Boys and Girls Club, received a full ride scholarship to Oklahoma State for the engineering program.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't finish engineering, which is okay. But it got me in the right direction to be able to say, you know, I graduated in 3.5 years.
That's awesome.
With a microbiology, bachelor's in microbiology, which is not an easy feat.
And so, you're back in Bartlesville now.
Yeah.
What are your future goals? Do you have big aspirations?
I would say my biggest thing is I want to be a teacher. I've tried the industry, and my heart is just with children. I was developed as a youth. I had people that pushed me in the right direction, and I want to be that force for other students.
That's great. Well, that's a theme that we talk about a lot on the show. The sparks is what I like to call it, that get things going like that. And, you know, and that's another thing why the Boys and Girls Club is so important to us. And a lot of the stuff we sponsor is, it's really like that if you think about it, whether it's the American Legion baseball program or 4-H and FFA, you know, those, the things you learn doing that stuff really go on in life. And it's great you want to give back to that and pay that forward to the next generation. That's really wonderful.
Thank you
for what you do. And Beth, so we just have another couple hours for tickets.
Just till noon, and then I'm going to take it off our website.
How much
so
are the tickets?
Tickets are $25,
okay.
And Barry Switzer's the speaker this year, so we've got a little uptick in interest. The Sooner fans that would like to come hear Coach Switzer.
He's a Sooner, but he's also a really generous guy and does a lot of stuff with youth. And as a coach, he's, you know, he's had an impact on a lot of lives.
So I
think, you know, he's not just for Sooner fans, but just the excellence that he represents and the way,
yes.
And I know he does a lot for youth all over the state, and the sign programs he does and stuff like that are great things.
Yes,
and
he's been involved in all sorts of things, and he has a great story. If you've never read his story, look it up and read about him. He's got a very interesting background.
He had the sparks in his life, too, didn't he?
He did have the sparks in his life, for sure. He did. So I think he'll be a great speaker. He'll be able to really address the heart of what we do at the club, I think, is technically what he's done his whole life with players that came in and that he mentored and as time went on.
Well, I'm really excited to see all that tomorrow. Well, thank you guys so much for being in here.
Thank you, Brad.
And we'll see you tomorrow afternoon, or I'll be there a little earlier.
And
look forward to that. And thank you all for listening. Anything else you got, Tom?
No, other than this is going to be a great event tomorrow afternoon, and I guess midday, and it's just really going to be something to behold. And, of course, there's going to be a lot of celebration. And, of course, don't forget to visit Brad out there at the dealerships or online.
That's right. Or give us a shout at 918-333-0900. Mm-hmm. We're always there.
All right. Take care, everybody. And that's going to do it for One-on-One with the Pro today, our Car Talk edition with Brad Dungis. Have yourselves a great day. We've got CBS News coming up at the top of the hour.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K.